All right, welcome to your mastermind on September 20th, 2023. Well, I hope you are feeling the energy of Mercury going direct. I know I sure am. Things are bubbling and cooking and starting to move, which I appreciate. And it's going to even get more so as we get into the beginning of October, and then we'll hit eclipses this next month. So it's lots happening, lots going on. But I'm hoping you're feeling some movement. And if you aren't feeling movement in the area of life you'd like to be, that just hang on. Things are sorting themselves out. So we will dive in here. I'm going to open up the mic here in just a moment. I'm also happy to talk a little bit more about the energy. I'm going to create a couple of updates, probably more than a couple, in the next 10 days or so. And I will be talking about eclipses as we're coming into the last phase of eclipses for this phase, settling out, getting the lessons from this last set of eclipses, and it's good to get that locked and loaded. And then those change points are going to change at the end of November, and we'll be moving on to a whole other cycle of growth, always in the cycle of growth, and there's always agitation for that cycle of growth to happen. So with that being said, let's just take a couple of deep breaths together. Let's close our eyes. Let's put our hands on our hearts. Let's bring our attention fully here. And take a couple of deep, full cleansing breaths and just let everything go, let the day go. And drop your shoulders, sit back into whatever you're sitting on, pull your attention here and let go of whatever you're multitasking with. And let's drop a little deeper into the heart, relaxing down out of the head. And taking our heads and our minds and swallowing them, basically, and dropping them down, 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 all the way down into the very center of the heart. Send some grounding energy down. And as you meet your soul in your heart, as you come into your heart, let's take a moment to tune in. Tune in and ask the ever so important question of what is it that your heart is just so desiring for you at this moment in time? What's your heart want for you to open up to, or maybe to relax into, or even let go of? Or just even to know, what's your heart want for you? So tune into whatever that might be. And whatever that first thing that came up, just sit with that for a moment. What's your heart wanting for you? And then the follow-up question, which is, why is that important? Or what can that make possible for you? What is it that your heart wants? Why is that important? What can that make possible for you? Whenever we've got why, we've got purpose. And then also tune in, is there anything blocking you, stopping you, or holding you back from that? Feel free to share whatever's coming up for you. Make a note of it. time we drop that mind and heart together, whether we ask the questions and are super articulate like we're being, or whether we just drop it down there, we create transformation in the process of doing that. We're out of our heads, into our hearts, connected with our soul. And there's another lens of truth that we are feeling and seeing through. Whoever's ready to jump on and talk about whatever you have brought, and whether you want to share with what's come up for you, or you know, work with anything around that, everything is welcome here.
Okay, I'll go.
Okay.
So my heart message was, you know, continue to release control so the flow can go. And that's very much me. And I'm really working on it. I am, especially around forcing deadlines, and I'm trying to be less in my head. And I'm still feeling optimistic about the business and the podcast. The framework is there, but the deadline is going to be when it's ready, and I'm not just fidgeting about to delay. It's just not ready yet. And so however long it takes, that's how long it takes. And I'm okay with that.
Okay, so a couple things here. Number one, do you have a criteria for what's ready? Only knowing that you could potentially have a little perfectionism.
Oh, I definitely have perfectionism. However, I do like to be organized. I like to be able to make sure it all ties together and flows nicely. Yeah. So, I mean, I'm close, but okay. There have also been, you know, things. I still have a day job. I still have these other things that
all these planets in retrograde. I mean, like, yeah. Right. You know, yeah.
So I accept that, and I'm getting a certificate. I'm doing a final exam on Monday to become an archetypal consultant.
Okay, cool.
And so I've been studying for that, and that'll be just an extra feather in my cap.
Yeah, yeah.
So yes, there's a bit of perfectionism, but I don't think I'm over, which I can over manufacture things, over engineer. But I'm trying to be less of that and then go back and, you know, like I said, I think I'm close. I'm close. So but I'm instead of setting a date.
Okay. Which is actually for you is, a good thing for you. But what I want to, I'd love for you to reframe instead of deadline. What if we had a live line?
Okay. Oh, okay. Got it.
So a lot of times we have this deadline, and who wants a deadline?
Right. Know? Okay.
But what if it was a live line? Mm-hmm. You know? And especially like podcasts, okay, going live, you know,
right. Go live. Yep. A go live. Live date.
Okay.
Yep.
Go live date. And it's okay that you don't know what the go live date is, but what I would invite you to do is open up to the, go live date. Just have that, you know, here's the go live date and here's the blank, and it's going to fill itself in here pretty soon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yep. With the current trends we have going on, the October 1st, Mercury, the great communicator, is going to move into Virgo. It's exalted there. It owns Virgo. In Vedic astrology, it is going to be going quite fast through there. I think it's only there for like 21 days or something. Mercury does that. It retrogrades, goes really slow. It stations, retrogrades, stations, that goes direct, and then it starts whizzing along. And then it's one of the reasons it retrogrades, and then it slows down for these periods of time for 3 times a year. So it is. When it hits Virgo, for all of us, it's already like focusing on the details, but it's going to really focus in on the details. It is really going to help us get some things done. And I mean, it's already doing that for me, but it really will. That's what it's about. That's what Virgo's about. We just have to make sure we don't get too deep in the details of things. So that October time is great. Now, once we get to October 14th, we have eclipses then, and then we have one on the 28th. So we're already in eclipse season, but Mercury is going to join the eclipse pattern like on the 21st, and it's going to be in Virgo. So I would say, like, before, like, if I was going to give you some date ranges, I would say, you know, before the like 12th or 13th, or after the 29th.
We're going to go with after.
Okay, great. That's fine. Yep. That's fine. So that's all fine and good. So
yep,
that's what I would say around that, if I was going to give you some a window of cosmic weather around that. All right.
Excellent. Thank you.
You're welcome. And then Mercury is going to retrograde again in this, it's like mid-December or something. So the dates are on your yearly sheet there. So, you know, and then avoid when it goes retrograde. Okay.
So, okay.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Awesome. Good job. Good work. You're getting there. That's a great thing. Okay. And what else did I want to say for you around your, oh, and then, you know, your planet is Jupiter, and it is with the eclipse pattern. It's not going to be right in the degrees of the eclipse. That's great. Jupiter's with the eclipse pattern for everybody. In Aries, it just happens to be your ruling planet. And but after this eclipse on the 28th, and then we won't have any more eclipses in this position. The eclipse pattern is going to move to two other places. That's going to be on some planets for you. We'll get into that at some point. But your planet Jupiter is, for all of us, Jupiter is going to be freed up in Aries, and it's good in Aries. And so whatever Aries represents has been expansive, but a little bit complicated, and for some people a lot complicated. And that energy is going to be clearing. And we're going to have this nice window of time, this 6 months or so, December, January, February, March, April, and part of May, without that eclipse pattern with Jupiter. So that's going to be very nice. That's your fifth house. It's creativity. It's your child. But it's also creativity and romance, and it's your mind. So it's going to uncomplicate. Your mind will be more expansive than expensive and complicated. So that's good. So when
those are good.
That's good. I mean, that's there for all of us, but when it's your planet, you know, and you're a Sagittarius ascendant in the system, when it's your planet, then it's, or you're running the cycle of that planet, then it's, you know, it's a little extra complicated. Okay. So that's
okay.
Okay. Awesome. All right. Whoever is next, just hop on. And Catherine, the way this rolls, welcome Catherine tonight. Catherine's been, in the circle, but she, Karen, I think I need to mute you because I'm getting reverb back.
Oh, sorry.
No worries. That's okay. And welcome, Karen. And she's been in the circle program for a while, but just hasn't participated here. But now she's participating, and that's an awesome thing. So the way this rolls, Catherine, is I'm here to celebrate, to discuss, to answer anything pretty much you want to, and you just get to unmic and whenever you want to. So whoever is ready next can just hop on.
I was going to try to go. Let's see if it works in my car.
Okay, we can hear you, Karen.
Okay. So the skinny of the story is, for me right now, I got approved for a mortgage. I got a couple of hits that I needed to do that, get that out of the way.
Good job.
And I saw my first house today, and I like it. And if God wants me to have it, it'll happen. That's where I'm at.
Okay. And are you going to look around some more?
I would put an offer on this one because of my price point and the availability of it's very sparse is what I'll say.
Yeah. Okay. What I want to tell you about this. Saturn's in a good place. That's good. That's your planet of home. It's retrograde currently, so you know, things can go a little bit slower. Mercury's direct, so that's good. I like Mercury being direct as far as, you know, purchasing. And Mars is also, you know, money planet for you, and is, you know, is direct and all that. So yeah, I would just say, you're good to go. Well, the one thing I would caution you for is, I mean, you have all the I've bought and sold enough homes. You have all the checkpoints. Like you have, you know, you've got the, you know, the inspection, you've got the, you know, you've got all the things that, so just be thorough and don't be in the mindset of this is, the only,
yes,
the only house. Okay.
Been with you long enough to know if it's not this one, it's another one. It's just so it's okay.
It's okay. And just keep looking. Even if you put an offer in on this, just keep looking. Okay. So just stay in the process.
Okay.
Stay in the process.
Yeah, keep the eyes open.
And
I feel very good about my experts, you know, my mortgage person and my realtor. I feel very solid with these people.
Okay.
Mortgage person has come very highly recommended by a very good friend of mine who's used her several times. So I feel like I'm good there too, having people watch my back.
That's super great to have a great mortgage person. So the other thing I wanted to say about this was, what was the other thing I wanted to say? Hang on a second. Yeah, no, just you know, just be, do conscious creation around this, you know, make sure that you've gotten into the, you know, the feeling aspect of what it is you're actually looking for. And I'm sure, you know, just stay in that process around it. Okay.
I'll stay in it. Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
And then how's student enrollment going for you?
Keep building, knowing they're all coming in, and it's good.
Okay, awesome. Yeah. Awesome. You're breaking up a little bit, but I think we got the essence there.
Oh, yeah.
No worries.
All right. Okay.
Awesome. Good to see you. Good. All right. Whoever's next, just unmic and unmute and jump on. Hi, Jamie.
Hello. How are you?
Good.
I'm sitting here on my computer talking to you guys, but I'm debating. Today is the last day to apply for the job that's at my work, and I haven't done that yet because of lots of reasons, but I'm sitting here figuring out if I want to stay up late tonight and apply for this job or not. But that's not really what I want to talk about. We can talk about that, my failure to do so or do so tomorrow. Whenever we did the drop down thing, like I kind of like had a preconceived notion that my heart wanted to seek connection because I'm trying to figure out about this job or, you know, the fury of stuff that's going to happen and a lot of feelings and stuff that I have. I thought my heart would want connection. But instead, I'm being reinforced with like my dreams and stuff too, that, I really don't, my heart wants me to be okay by myself. Like even in my dreams, there's like, you know, my family is like doing things to cut ties with me in my dreams. And, I'm just being, you know, reinforced that I am super alone. Not alone bad, but, you know, I think what my heart is wanting is that I'm confident in my, in my self to make these decisions and make the right choices for my future without looking out, like without reaching out and talking it over with somebody or having that connection and stuff. So I think what my heart's trying to say is to trust myself and to, you know, be be assured that even though I feel super alone and I want that reassurance or validation from others, that I'm making the right decision and I don't necessarily need that, if that makes sense at all.
So, you know, instead of thinking of it as aloneness, you know, maybe you could think of it as sovereignty.
Okay.
You know, that you're, you know, that you're free and independent, you know, you're sovereign, you're you, and you can trust yourself. And sometimes we do, even with the people we love, it's good to release some ties and release some cords that are limiting in any way. It doesn't mean the relationship goes away or whatever. Sometimes that's an upgrade to the relationship, you know, is that, oh, well, I'm noticing that's a way that I'm maybe codependent or diminishing my whatever. And, or sometimes even putting, you know, your, I don't want to say this, like, yeah, it's just not maybe the right use of the relationship sometimes, you know? So maybe we don't need mom and dad's opinion, you know, on certain things. So do you want to talk about whether you're going to apply tonight or not?
I don't know. I mean, I've spoke to my boss about it because it wasn't announced correctly. And so actually going to, and he made a big deal, like, oh, well, we wanted you to apply for this. And I was like, this isn't even the job I want. Like, I want the other job. And he's like, oh, well, that's not the job I saw you in. And, you know, oh, well, we can stop the process and open it to the public so that your resume will come through. And I was just kind of like, whatever. Like, I you know, so I don't think that, I mean, despite me telling my boss that I would apply for it, I don't feel like it's a good fit for me. And it would be, I don't know, if I feel like if I even applied for the job or interviewed for the job, that they'd be like, oh, yeah, we'll hire you. And then I would be unhappy. And then based off of what I'm reading about Congress, government jobs aren't as secure as I considered them, because if we go into a shutdown, then those people aren't going to be working and those people aren't going to have pay and stuff. So I think that multiple things are stacking so that I'm not as comfortable like reaching out for this, even though this is my security blanket.
Yeah. So what I'm hearing is, you know, you are, there's one job where you would want it, but this position, you're pretty clear that you don't want it, correct? So if
yes.
You don't want it, what's the point of?
Just the fact that sure I would apply for it, because they're trying to take care of me.
Right, right. But even if they offered it, you don't want the job, is that correct?
Not really.
So doesn't really make a lot of sense, right?
Yeah.
If you apply for the job, though, it doesn't mean you have to take it, correct?
Right. I mean, I don't even know if it, the way they coded it, that my stuff will go through as being, you know, cutting through the filters that's in there. I don't even know the way they coded it, because they coded it for current employees, and I'm not a current employee. And then they coded it for veterans, and there's but they coded it for like the Veteran Act of 1998, which is very specific in regard to which years you could have served. And so even though I meet that, it would be very hard to get it through the system with the right paperwork.
Okay. Well, you're going to just have to trust yourself on this one, and you sound like you've already made your decision. And sometimes I know I do that with myself, like kind of like watch myself, like I'm not doing that, you know, or look at me, I am doing this, you know, where I'm conscious about it. I'm not unconscious about it, but I'm like conscious about it, you know, you know, this has been a very, a trying process in some ways for you, but it is really, this process has really challenged you to kind of really stand by yourself. Not by yourself, but aside, like for yourself, I guess I can say it that way. Stand for yourself.
Yeah.
Not easy, I understand.
Okay.
But if you're 100% clear you don't want it, then. And then if you did apply for this, does that cut you out of being able to apply for the one you actually wanted?
Only if I got pulled up into the hiring process. Like if they like gave me a job offer and stuff, I would be able to rescind. Like I would be able to say no, like I did the last one. But then, you know, there would run the chance that I wouldn't get picked for the next job. So, but if I did get on this path, I wouldn't be able to apply for the next job. Like if they gave me the job offer, and even though I would, you know, I would try to keep applying, it could shut that off.
All right. And if you don't plan on taking it, then I can see, like, what's the point, right?
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. So you're just going to have to really trust yourself on this one.
Right.
And sometimes when we are walking a new path, it does feel like we're alone. And that's because there's parts of ourselves also that we've left on the other path. You know, as you're breaking the patterns and breaking out of the identity of who you were, the part, you know, the you that would have gone the old way. And it, you know, it's like those aspects of self are kind of falling away as we step into our new identity. And I was working with somebody earlier today, and it can either be, you know, alone, and alone isn't necessarily a bad thing, but it also could be space. And if we have space, then, and we don't just try to fill it with anything, and we're specific about what we want to fill it with, like, you know, clean out the house and okay, but I want a certain look, and I want certain furniture, and I want it to have a certain color and texture. Well, if I take my time and I, you know, I'm very selective about each piece that goes in, it has a very specific feel that I, you know, that I want to put in it. It might be uncomfortable to have space, but, you know, everything comes from the unknown, and that is all space. Sometimes we're so quick to fill space. Like another analogy for that was like somebody on the rebound from a relationship, right? And they're just so quick to fill that space. Okay. Cause yeah. They're used to having somebody there. But then they're like, oh my God, I just recreated the same old thing, version two, you know, or whatever it might be. And who knows the possibilities that they, you know, didn't allow. And then you can be in a tricky situation, like, you know, as I'm saying to Karen, you know, well, did you look at some more houses? Which is, well, my, you know, and I understand that, you know, the price range, the inventory that, you know, and then right. So sometimes you do have to jump on what you, you know, you have to make those decisions. Does it fit enough to jump on it? But if it doesn't fit enough, and I think that's the place you're in.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. That's good. I like that. Thank you.
You're welcome. And you're doing brilliantly, even though I get it. But you're doing brilliantly. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And congrats, Ron. Karen. I'm excited for you.
Yeah, it's always exciting getting your own place. Catherine or Ron, either of you want to unmute and say hello?
I'll say hello.
Hi, Catherine. Catherine, introduce yourself, okay? Catherine, so like I said, she's been around in the background, but now she's coming into the foreground with us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm just getting my feet wet and trying to learn how to navigate everything. It's a lot, but it's good. I'm glad to be in a group of people that are focusing on their visions and their transformation and, you know, that mutual support. So that's really great. The only thing that's, oh, well, there's a lot going on for me, but I've been on a leave from work because of a lot of things that have happened in my life, and I needed the time out. Oh, thank you. You like my glasses. Thank you. it's a, fine. I wear funny glasses. I always, once I turned 40, and I'm well over that now, I decided those glasses. And so if I were going to have to wear readers, I was going to make sure they were fun. So, but I'm in the process of determining my return to work date on a reduced schedule, and looks like it'll be November 1st. And I'm just going through what I need to do for that, plus other things. So,
do you want to share what you're doing for work? And that is only a piece of course, who you are and all the.
You mean my work job, like how I support myself in this material world?
So the there's two, that and then what, and then what is it you really want to, you really, really do or really want to be doing?
What I really want to be doing is to be stepping into who I am and my life purpose and living it. That's it. And awesome. I've had a lot of bumping around and trying to figure it out and blowing myself up and all of that. So
it's part of the process.
You know, I've got maybe another 10, 20, maybe 30 years left on this earth. I don't think that long, but it would be nice to be able to feel confident in the steps that I take and I make. And I'm looking forward to learning more and doing more. I have lots of ideas. It's just, I haven't been able to bring them down into fruition.
But you're on the path. And right now it's recalibrating yourself.
Yeah.
You know, on a physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual level is the high, you know, you got to align to be able to do that. And you're in the process of doing it. It's a full-time job right now.
Oh yeah. Yeah. So anyway, that's it. And that's spiritual work. And to me, that's everything. I work in healthcare. And so, and I work with, you know, older adults and mental illness and dementia and a very, you know, most people think it's a very depressing thing. And I just feel inspired to help those people and that group of people, because I had such wonderful relationships with my grandparents and aunts when I was a little girl. And I didn't plan my career to be what it was, but that's what it's evolved to be. So I do advanced practice work. So I can be pretty busy and it can be pretty tough, but it's very rewarding.
And you're going to go back into it at a level that's more in balance with the rest of you and the rest of your life,
yeah.
Which is a good thing. Yeah.
And I really want to be able to take that time once I get myself in a better place in alignment. You know, I've had this idea for a consulting practice I don't even know if consulting is the right word, bringing all my skills together to help families and elders negotiate what they need to negotiate. I just have a lot of knowledge and a lot of skill in those areas.
Yeah. Yeah. And boy, what a needed, this is in such a needed field. I mean, oh my gosh. Yeah.
Yeah. And being older myself, I know that that's a comfort for families to know that they're working with someone who's seasoned, who's mature, who knows what's going on, has some sensitivity to the issues. So I know that it's valuable and needed. It's just me getting it developed to the point where it can take off. But I'm not in a position to take off. You know what I mean? But I've
had get there.
Out there, and we'll see if that's where I'm going to go. I don't know, but I know that I'm not going to be just doing the mental health, geriatric psychiatry work that I do. You know,
yes,
yeah. I'm ready for the next level.
And you're taking all the steps to get there now, which is great.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, everybody.
Yeah, thanks for being here. Yeah. Ron, did you want to hop on tonight?
Sure.
Hi, Ron. How are you?
I'm doing very well. I started my new job, as you know. It's going very well. I've got so much more time back. And got my first paycheck last Friday. And it was supposed to replace both incomes, and it truly did. It's actually a little bit more.
That's awesome.
Exciting.
That's awesome. Good job.
But On the bad note, I've been not really been doing much else though. So I'm like, okay, I need to get my butt in gear. And
You
when we
do.
went into the process, into the heart, said first thing that came up, get to work. And the second thing was fulfill your purpose. So I need to really, I've gained 4 hours a day not working. So I need to get my butt in the gear and really focus on what I need to do.
So, Ron,
So I'm all
what
terrified
is
about
your,
myself.
well, so congratulations on the job. Congratulations on calling yourself out. Okay. And that's always a good thing that we need to do for ourselves. And so what are your next steps? Are you clear about that, or do we need to work on that?
Well, this weekend I drove over to a friend over on the coast who I've done YouTube videos with, and we talked about networking and doing more videos and maybe doing a healing circle. I'm starting to build that. So I have been doing some things, but I've got more time, so I need to be doing more. So
So, but here's the problem is I'm not hearing some you being more specific on what more is. And so I think that if, go ahead.
probably advertising myself more, getting
Okay,
my
so what's the inspired action for advertising yourself more?
look into Facebook ads, maybe do live streams.
So before
I don't
you go
know, do
spend
more.
money on ads, because ads are not cheap, and
I know.
you got to know a lot about this, or you got to hire somebody, and unless you have a lot to invest in there, and I highly, highly, highly recommend organic growth there, and also get your butt in the member site and start doing some of the business trainings. I mean, there's so much in there. Live streams, you're talking about putting out videos, you're talking about putting out live streams. Like, you just need to pick something, just one thing, and start doing it consistently. And then you can pick something else and start doing it consistently. Nothing's going to be an overnight return, but
No, I
it
know.
absolutely can build. So I think part of what I've been hearing from you on an undertone is I don't want to do it alone. You want to network with somebody, which is great, but that's part of it. Like, I do lots of interviews and things, but that's just a piece of things. I'm always, always, always focused on my own stuff. So what live streams can you do? Where can you do them? Is this on your own personal Facebook page? Do you have a group? Like, let's just get a plan for just the next steps for you and for you to actually do them.
Okay.
So what do you is Facebook your where you have the most traction?
Yes, but it's mainly family and friends. So, they know I'm a coach, but they never really like would pay for my services because I've always given to them for free.
Right,
So.
right, right. And then do you have a presence anywhere else besides Facebook?
Not really. My
Okay.
daughters have told me to go to Instagram, but
You absolutely can, the nice thing is you can post things on the same, the same thing on the same, on different platforms, which is great. And are you part of any Facebook groups?
several.
And are you a part of them where you can offer maybe support or where you can comment on people's posts and maybe develop some relationships that way? Are you part, so number one, are you part of any of those types of groups? I'm not saying just outright solicit yourself, but I'm saying that you can develop relationships.
Yeah, there's a few that I could, I think.
And I think that it'd be good for you to start putting out some content. And I know you put out some things. I see a few things that you put out on Facebook, but like pick a theme, you know, pick part of what you teach, and whether you're going to do, you know, short reels on that, or whether you're going to do a weekly live stream. And right now, I don't even care about worrying about who's going to see it. I just want you to do it.
Right. Okay. That makes a lot of sense.
So tell me what is going to be your modality? What are you going to pick? And so everyone else listening in, what I'm doing with Ron is I'm getting him out of his head and drilling, holding his feet to the fire. And with Ron, I've done this before in different ways, and I know he'll show up. And that's part of what I'm here for. I'm here to celebrate that, but I'm also here to kick you guys in the butt when you need it too. So,
right. And that's why I'm in this group.
I know you're doing, and you're, it's great. And so, so what's it going to be? Is it going to be like a live stream? Is it going to be reels? What's it going to be? And I say live stream because I heard you say that.
Reels you can edit, right? And you reels, can read to them.
You can do all those things. You can also take a live stream and cut it into reels. There's a lot of different things you can do.
Yeah, I'm going to try my first reel. I've never done one.
Okay, and so there's lots of different ways to do it, but I don't want you to try a reel. I want you to pick something and then choose how often you're going to do it, and no matter what, do that.
Okay.
So what's it going to be?
A reel every Sunday morning.
Okay. If you're doing reels.
Or like, huh?
That's fine, but I'm just going to let you know, if you're doing reels, you're not going to get a lot of traction doing one a week. Okay. But it's a good start.
Okay.
All right. So,
okay.
And reels are like 60 seconds long on Facebook. So it's a very short thing. I mean, that's the longest you can create one. Okay. So,
okay. So maybe I have to do a live stream then.
Yeah, you keep saying it, and I think you should do it. But what I think that I don't, you know, it may just be friends and family on Facebook right now. But if you post whatever you post on Facebook and post it on Instagram too, and start showing up. Maybe it's, you know, you post the, hey, I'm going to be here every Wednesday at whatever time, whatever it is, for your live stream. And then on every other, and on the other days, I would say you need to post something, whether you're posting a quote, whatever you're posting, post something to put yourself out there. That's number one. And then that can grow into other things, but let's just start there. You have to do something consistently. Number two, no more free sessions, unless it's a potential, client that you're doing a discovery session for. Does that make sense?
Yes. Like a discovery call.
Yeah. Like not a free session. Yeah. Like, you know, not like, oh, I'm just going to do a free session for a friend or whatever. No, sorry. They can pay now. But it's fine if you're doing a discovery call for a potential client. So to see if it's aligned for you guys, you know. So, okay. And, you know, and then you can eventually work into offering some discovery calls. Remind me, do you have an email list at all?
Not really.
Okay. And yeah, list building would be good for you too, but I just want you to start here. Okay. But you've got to start getting your voice out about what it is that you are doing and what it is that you're teaching. And then, locally where you live, is there anywhere that you can give any free talks?
There's actually a fair this fall in Spokane, metaphysical fair that I didn't even know existed until a month ago. So I don't know if I'll be able to do a talk, but
I should workshop, be able to do something.
Right. Yeah. I don't know. So, I need to look into it.
And I would also look, I would also look into, there's got to be other places in your area that you can give aid, that people want to learn about what it is that you have to teach, that bring in free speakers. And there is, in the member site, in the business section, in the soul-based business building tools section, and there is a whole training on creating, whether it's a free webinar or a talk or even a paid one. I go through really succinctly how to do that, how to make an offer, whether it's a free offer or not. It's a great resource. I even give you a whole cheat sheet that you can work through that on. I think you need to just start working with that and do that, and then start to land some talks where you can get some people on some discovery calls. And and then also another training you're going to really want to look into is the free gift training, which is going to be in that same section of soul-based business tools. Because whatever you're doing out there, if you can start getting a free gift out that can lead back to building your email list, then you can continue the conversation with some of these people.
Okay. That makes sense. Okay.
So that's what I want you to work on the front end. Just get out there, start posting. On the back end, do those trainings, construct a talk. Okay. Free gift. If you need any help, jump on Mighty Networks or jump on the Facebook group and, you know, and tag me. And you need to get a free gift set up, get a talk together that you can give online. You can give it in person, and people can get your free gift. You can also offer them a free discovery call. I go all over all of it in the training.
Okay.
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 Does that sound good?
It does.
Okay. So, the hardest thing sometimes for an entrepreneur is to do something when there's not an urgency around it, because you're meeting someone or it's scheduled or you have to. So schedule yourself, you know, your couple hours a day that you're going to work on stuff, and just move through it.
Okay. I'll do it.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Let me know how it goes. Okay. I want to hear back from you. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Okay. Awesome. 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 And then of course, you know, everyone in this group, and there's lots more people in this group too, that, you know, if you're needing accountability, partner up with somebody, reach out to somebody you feel like you resonate with, and, you know, have a conversation. You've got really great resources of people in here. If you can hold yourselves accountable, sometimes it just takes a conversation or some text back and forth, and really support you in moving forward on things. Okay.
Okay.
Anything for anybody else? Any other questions? Anything coming up for anyone? We have a full moon healing circle on next Thursday. It's the 28th. The full moon's like on the 29th, early in the morning, so I'm doing it on the 28th. I like the energy there the better. And then you'll have some updates coming out, the full moon update and then the October update. And then we've got eclipses coming up. I am running an eclipse reading special. So if you're not someone who gets private sessions from me, then you might want to jump into an eclipse reading special if you want to dive deeper into things, or feel free to pass that around to friends and family. You should have probably gotten an email. And if you didn't and you need a link, just reach out and I will send that over to you. And yeah, so use this time and this energy to take care of some details and get some things handled and get some things done. Getting into October, you know, the eclipses themselves don't start till the 14th, but, you know, we want to use between now and then, even though it is going to, it's a little topsy-turvy as we get into October, but we've got the energy to handle some details and finish up some things. So let's do it, okay? Okay, my dears, if there's nothing else, I'm going to bid you farewell for this beautiful evening, and I appreciate this time with you. Thanks for coming and sharing yourselves here and your presence, and it's always a huge pleasure for me to be with you. All right, good night, everyone. Bye-bye.